As a six-alarm warehouse fire in Alexandria sent smoke into the sky, there was something else up there as well. David Poole joins us. He's with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, this story got lots of attention at VA News. Most people were watching the fire, and they missed the drone hovering overhead, but not everybody.
A local resident noticed something flying just above the warehouse. He took a picture of it and contacted the Washington Times. Meredith Somers, a reporter for the Washington Times, did a story about it to try to find out what was this drone flying above this fire.
Now, as word got out about the drone, there was speculation that it may belong to the fire department. But here's what Alexandria Chief Fire Marshal Robert Rodriguez told WUSA-TV.
I haven't a clue. We don't have any kind of specialized remote control aircraft in the region. None of our regional partners have it.
And David, that backs up what the Times reported. It didn't belong to the city.
In fact, a law was passed this year by the General Assembly to put a temporary moratorium on the use of drones by government agencies to kind of sort out privacy issues primarily. They are allowed in situations where lives may be at risk. This did not appear to be one of them.
Well, the drone soon flew away, but people are still curious about it. Are there any official inquiries being made?
The Alexandria Police Department actually forwarded the inquiry to the FAA for their investigation. So if the drone was carrying a camera, which I believe they all do, no shots, pictures, or video from that fire has shown up on local media as far as I know.
A sighting of a different kind was reported at the Virginia Aquarium in Hampton Roads. In this one, people thought they'd seen State Attorney General and candidate for governor Ken Cuccinelli. David, what was the story there?
Under the headline, "Was that Ken Cuccinelli at aquarium? Tale sounds fishy." The Virginian pilot, Julian Walker, their political reporter, wrote about this kind of strange occurrence last weekend in Virginia Beach, where a gentleman who looked a lot like Ken Cuccinelli showed up and talked with people, and it turned out he was an imposter.
Well, we don't know exactly what he was saying to people, but we do know what gave away the scam.
One hint was he was trailed by a mobile billboard sponsored by NextGen Climate Action Committee, Environmental Super PAC, with a message attacking him.
And I also understand parts of his face appeared to have been glued on.
Well, I guess the museum folks, the folks at the aquarium, you know, anytime there's a VIP or a candidate on their grounds, they want to be aware of it. But one of their staffers noticed that, he had some prosthetic glued to his face that was kind of a giveaway.
David, I wonder, what is the public's duty when someone is seen impersonating the AG? Is that against the law?
They called the local police. The police, according to Julian Walker, detained the impersonator and his associates. Police brought the matter to the prosecutor's attention, and the prosecutors agreed that there just wasn't a crime here.
So the lesson here is be wary of political candidates walking around with self-attacking billboards. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.